Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Kuvav, Shabbos 106. And today's Daf Yomi, we start on the very last words on Daf Kuv Hamabez, where Rabbi Yochanan says the following teaching. Echad min ha'achen shemei said, if one of the monks, the brothers, dies, and we turn to the top of Kuvav Amud Aleph, and it continues, Yidagu ko ha'achen kun, then all the brothers, the rest of the family, have to be concerned that they're also going to die. And they need to, as a result of this, as the Marsha, increase their prayers so that they do not die. And so too, Echa mi b'nei chavura shemeis, tidag koa chavura koa. If there was a group that was studying there together, or there was a part of a community, and one of them dies, everybody needs to be concerned that once the Midas Hadin has arrived, that the Malach HaMavos has arrived, then everybody has to be concerned that the angel of death can visit them as well. And so therefore, this is the teaching of Rabbi Yochanan. So this is similar to something that we said in the Gemara Moed Katan that states the first 3 days that a person is in mourning, the person should view himself as though the sword is placed above his head the first 3 days of his mourning period, because he could see that the spirit of death is in the air and maybe it's going to affect him. From the 3 days to the 7 days, he should see it as though the sword is in a corner, and from then on he should be afraid of the sword, like when he passes in the marketplace. So there is this fear of death in the air when somebody, a friend or a relative, dies. And then the Gemara continues with an analysis of Rabbi Yochanan's statement. There are two approaches to it. Amri Law, some say that what does this mean that he should view his brother as though if somebody's brother dies, that all of the family, all the brothers should be concerned. Some say that this refers to the mace gadol, that the gadol dies. Rashi says that this refers to the gadol of the family, the head of the family, and the reason is because the Midas Hadin, the attribute of judgment, has visited the Rosh Habayis, the head of the family. And some say that what Rabbi Yochanan was referring to is not when the head of the family dies, but rather refers to the Meis Katan, that the smallest one in the family dies. And the reason is because the curses sometimes begin from the Katan. It starts from the smallest one. And we learn this out according to the Gemara Brachos, where we learn from the snake, that first the snake was cursed and then Chava was cursed. So these are the two interpretations of this statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, some say it applies when the gadol dies, when the head of the household dies, according to Rashi, and some say it applies when the katan dies, when it's the smallest one in the household, because that's where the curses begin. On the basis of this halacha, a practice developed that if somebody from the chavura dies, if somebody from the community dies, that the practice became to pray in that person's house. According to some ancient customs, or Fuas and Nefesh brings down, they pray there for 30 days. And after the prayers, there is a custom to learn a sefer menorah sama'or. And after that, people say a special prayer that they should be fixed from this terrible macha, from this terrible disease. However, others say that when do we say this idea? Only when a person dies in an unusual manner, only when he dies before the age of 70. But if a person dies after the age of 70, then we shouldn't view it as like a special threat to the family or to the community, and there's no reason to worry. And also, it says in Das Kedoshim that this is only concerned when the person dies Bidei Shemayim, from heaven. But if a person dies like an accident, because if the person dies from heaven, then we say it's from the angel of death. But if a person dies, for example, through an accident that somebody else kills this person, Rachmanu Litzlan, then we say it's not from the angel of death, and then the rest of the family members and the community does not need to worry. This is the approach of the Das Kedoshim. The Rambam records this as halacha in Laws of Mourning, chapter 13, halacha 12, that he says, he records it halacha, that if somebody from the community dies, then all the B'nai Chabura need to be concerned. But interestingly enough, the Rambam does not distinguish between a gadol or a katan. He doesn't distinguish who's the first to die, whether it's the gadol or whether it's the head of the household or it's a minor one in the household. And the Lech HaMishnah, his commentary on the Rambam, says the reason why he doesn't distinguish is because for halacha, there's no nafka, there's no real difference. difference, and we should be concerned regardless. So the Satmar Rebbe comments on this in his essay on Shemos in Divrei Yoel. He says, well, if there's no chiluk halacha, if there's no distinction in the halacha, then the Rambam shouldn't have recorded this at all. But from the fact that the Rambam records it, we see from here, and indeed there is a distinction in halacha. So what's the reason why the Rambam doesn't record if it's a gadol or katan, but yet he records this halacha? So the Divrei Yoel says that this, we have to understand this on the basis of a different gemara, which talks about that if a person is wants to study with a teacher, if the teacher is not similar to an angel, then the person should not study with this teacher. And so if that's the case, they asked about Rabbi Meir, how could Rabbi Meir have studied from Acher? And so there the Gemara discusses that the reason why Rabbi Meir was allowed to study from a heretic, from Elisha ben Avua, the Gemara in Chagiga, Tesvavim Beis, explains because there's a distinction if the person is a gadol or a katan, if the person is great or small. And Rabbi Meir was great, so he was able to distinguish. In that context, the Rambam understands that today nobody is considered to be on that level. We are all katanim, none of us are gadolim, and we're all on the level that So when it says in the statement of Rabbi Yochanan that if the gadol dies, it refers to the gadol ador. If the greatest person of the generation dies, then we all have to be concerned. And the bnei chabura, we're all members of the chabura, and we all have to be concerned. But today, explains the Satmar Rebbe, there are no gadol ador. We're all not on that level, and so therefore the Rambam doesn't draw that distinction. And so therefore we have to be concerned. We should always use the death as an opportunity to do tshuva, to repent, and especially in times of disease, we have to be concerned. But we shouldn't draw this distinction of gadol and katan anymore today, because we have no more gadolim.